There we go.
All right.
Welcome, everybody. Probably get some more people coming on in a few minutes, but let's get started. What do we need? Updates? Any updates from anyone? I got just one. Judy Byington, in one of her things yesterday, she mentioned that we're supposed to expect something big today. So I don't know. I guess we'll find
out. Today's the 17th. It's our 17th.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So, good point.
It's a good, apparently it's a good boom day.
Yeah.
Could use it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Other than that, any other? Hey, LJ, you got anything? You're dead? Nothing?
Well, empty. I have stuff. I always hate to say it. It never happens. Right? Then Larry goes, "What Holly say?" No.
Well, what did she say?
Well, she didn't say anything.
Right here, ask her. No, I'm kidding.
So out of the blue, let's see if I can find this. Sorry, I wasn't prepared. No, out of the blue yesterday at 1:11 p.m. So maybe a good time.
Yeah, that's a good time.
That's a good number.
Yeah, so my contact got a hold of me and said, "Hey, I got a call at 3 a.m. Had to be on a plane by 9. There's a good chance things are happening. They're selling Zims to pay for tier 3. He said, "But I can't say much." So I said, "Where are you going?" He said, "I'm already here. I can't tell you. Sorry." Okay. But I said, "But I assume you're in position for tier 3. He says, "I can't say." Okay. "Can't give details, but I'll just say maybe tier 4 next week. That's all I can say." So then I said, "Thank you. How's the weather there?"
Nice. Sneaky.
And he goes, "Good. I like it." So I wrote, "Reno, Colorado or Texas?" He goes, "Okay, gotta go." I can't tell you. Ha ha. I said, "All right." He said, "They're keeping us very tight on location." All right. So, I mean, I got a hold of Ed and Holly seemed to think that was legit. I questioned in my own mind the date. I think it's, you don't get on a plane and fly out to do tier 3 redemptions 2 weeks in advance. Doesn't make sense, right? You go out and you got a day or two to prep and you do them, but maybe I'm wrong. Ed seems to think that's the case, that he's been giving the information he's been told to give, but we'll know when we know.
Yeah.
I wish I could. I wish I had better stuff for you.
That's okay. Sometimes when we look at what's being offered right now, which is basically nothing, so no news is actually good news.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's when it turns. Usually, what happens in this kind of scenario, you know, we get the a lot of disinformation, and then things go really quiet. So now things are really quiet, we can expect things to happen. That's sort of the way I'm seeing it.
So can you send some vibes out to those guys to do it?
Well,
put it out in the ether.
Yeah. Well, the way I sort of work with that is individually, yes, I could do that. But when it's a collective goal, like this reset is a collective consciousness effort, right? So this is why they're always saying, everyone should try and raise their vibration, because it's a collective goal. If it was an individual goal, we could probably do that without a problem, right? But because it's a collective planetary goal, the reset, it has to be done collectively. That means everyone involved, or most people.
Yeah.
To get help get our vibration up. So whenever that happens. Now, what we can do sometimes individually. So let's say the group goal is vibrationally here, and let's just say we're very close, but right here to that goal. We can raise our vibration into that reality and make that part of a reality. So you can do that as well. It's because all realities are all happening simultaneously, right?
You know, what was interesting, I had never heard this before, but Holly says this makes sense. When he said they're trading Zim bonds to get enough money to pay out tier three, that's the first I heard that. Has anyone else heard that before?
No. Actually heard that there was going to be a big sale of a lot of bonds to a lot of people. They would dump a lot of money into Zims. Don't you repeat this, LJ. Okay. I'm saying it because your friend told you, so don't repeat it to that friend.
A friend with who?
Whoever that person is.
Oh yeah, no.
Okay. I'm hearing that they're casting a net out there.
Yes.
To sell a bunch of Zims, so that those people come forward and then they catch them.
Okay.
Because they don't want them to be the ones to have the money. They want you and me, us little people. They want to change who the people are. So
I had sort of heard something similar to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just weird that they would. I thought the different St. Germain Trust and Rodriguez Trust and all that were funding a lot of this stuff in the elders. But this is the first I heard that they were selling or trading Zims to get money.
Yeah.
It's like a car wash or something, you know. You got people coming in, give a Zim, you get wash their car and use the money to buy something else. It just doesn't make sense. I didn't hear that before. So.
Yeah. That kind of information, I'd probably agree with you. Probably because I can't see a Zim being promoted like that ahead of time. Like, everyone's been grabbing Zim for the last 15, 20 years, something like that. So why would they put a big splurge right at the very end, right? All they need to do is hydrate tier four, and then you can get all that release, right? So So I agree with that, Danny. It's probably they're probably fishing.
Sting.
Well, Sting.
Yeah.
People will hoard this stuff and come in just to make money.
You say staying, I say net, cast a net. I'm all for fishing.
That's one of the things I asked Holly. I said, I assume we're talking tier three, not four. And she said, exactly. So,
but the thing is that I heard that that's a sign that tier four is right around the corner. So that's a good thing to hear that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it means that we're right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Yeah, I would agree with that.
On that, when you're talking about it's a fishing expedition to get bad guys.
Right.
That's just like at a bigger level, right? I mean, that's not like us little guys that maybe we'll buy one more Zim.
No, that's not
right now. Exactly.
Okay.
I'm talking about lots of Zim. Lots of Zim. If you're buying lots of Zim, you're painting a target on your butt. Mm-hmm. So don't do it.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that.
No, the only time the white hats would be off after little people like us is if we're during the exchange period, we try to do a double dip or something like that, right?
Right.
Yeah, then they would probably go after us. But if we're not doing double dipping, we're sort of keeping our nose clean, they'll promote us all they can.
And explain again the double dip, like getting money from there and then going and buying more stuff and then trying.
Yeah, yeah. It would be like, let's say you had an exchange. So let's say you had, you picked your currency or bonds in and you got a little bit of money and then you have a connection somewhere. So you go buy more with the money that you just got. And then you take that back and you try to exchange it again.
Gotcha.
You know, and you try to get a higher rate.
Yeah, so that's a double dip.
Gotcha.
That makes sense. And out of curiosity, when you say people who have a lot of Zim, I mean, I'm equating that to people who may have heard about the trillions. Boxes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like less than 50 or less than 10, they're not worried about us.
Nope.
No.
Yeah.
When they say okay.
When you come in with pallets of it, that's yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
That's
okay.
What we're talking. Boxes and pallets and suitcases.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Got it. Okay.
Like Geo's got truckloads.
No, I don't. I wish I did, but I don't.
They're dollar bills. Just kidding.
Well, I think I heard somewhere, maybe it was here. That after you've gotten so much, you know, does it make sense to even buy any more at that point? Because you're probably going to get for your project what you'll get. Is that, did I hear that here or maybe somewhere else?
Well, yeah, you can do that. Or, you know, like the purpose of people, humanitarians wanting to get more, it's not because we're greedy. It's because we want, if we got the money and we want to help humanity, it's because we want to buy more to help more people.
Humanity, yeah. Or even maybe to try to gift it for a friend that may not understand it right now, but you can that makes sense.
Yeah, so, you know, there's different aspects of wanting to give more. it's all perspective, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So did we get? We had our Zoom phases 1 and 2 yesterday. It was okay. I mean, I didn't get organized the way I'd like to have gotten organized for that first one. But I've been trying to spend a lot of time getting Luna fixed up. But I'll have something a lot better for phase 3 on Sunday coming up, next one. And then after we get phase 3, then on Tuesday it'll be the phase 4. And then Sunday it'll be a phase 5. And then hopefully by that time I'll have phase 6, or we'll restart again on phase 1 for those who missed it. And I'll have a better
one. When did you say 3 and 4 would be?
3 would be Sunday and 4 would be Tuesday. And then 5 would be the following Sunday.
Okay. By the way, I didn't think you did such a bad job. You know.
No, it was okay.
I've had technical issues on Sandwich for 5 weeks straight. I had a video where I was talking for 2 hours with no sound.
Oh.
Then I had sound, but no video. So I am compassionate.
Yeah, actually
figuring this stuff out.
Yeah, I was even having a hard time with my I've been having trouble with my a new computer here, but I was trying to put another image on it, and I've been having trouble with the drivers, and it's I'm losing the I'm fine as long as I don't go into the Explorer. Mm-hmm. And then it sort of freezes on me. As soon as I can do the Zoom, or I can go into the internet or whatever. But as soon as I, let's say, try to do an attachment from the Explorer, that's when everything freezes on me.
So, anytime I tried to access something from my hard drive, it blew me out.
Yeah.
It kicked me out of the meeting and kicked me off.
Well, Telegram?
So, yeah, Telegram in the meetings. So it's a matter of figuring this stuff out. So don't do that again. That's how you learn. Don't do that again.
How's it go?
Don't do that again.
We won't do that again.
Exactly.
That's called one sprint, twice shy.
Exactly.
Gio, I think you did a fine job yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, it was okay.
I do too, Gio. Tell us how Luna's feeling. Is she better?
Yeah. What's that? Oh,
I like the tea.
No, she's got a bit of, I think she's like got a bit of a cold. So she'll be fine. Just got to get a resistance back up again.
You mean colds and flu is still around? Really? They're still? I thought COVID replaced all that.
Wow.
It's always cold and flu if you don't go get tested.
I know, exactly. All of a sudden the numbers just disappeared.
Yeah.
No more flu numbers.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because we, when you go to a hospital with cold, that cold turns into COVID all of a sudden.
So, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So, you want to.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's a funny thing there with hospitals. You know, like you think you'd want to go to a hospital to get well, but everyone who's in the know wants to stay away from those hospitals for some reason.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I found for the Texans, I don't know, Holly. Yeah, Holly's on. I guess Sherry's not on, but I found a doctor in Marshall where my son goes to college, who is ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, all of that.
Yeah.
Against the, yeah. Holly, if you're interested, let me know. She's right in Marshall. I just have to finish the paperwork for him to get him to go in just to set him up as a patient in case that he ever needs her.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Just let me know.
We're really fortunate here because we do have lots of doctors that are, if you can get outside the hospital system that, you know, you're connected to here, there's a couple of urgent care places that are happy to prescribe that protocol and stay away from the other.
Oh, good.
Thank you so much. I will tell you that I had a horrible case of bronchitis and I took ivermectin. I took the three pills in the morning, the three pills in the evening and the next morning. And I could tell immediately I was doing much better when my doctor prescribed me antibiotics, which I'm sure helped in the long run, I don't want to take anything I don't have to take, but my sister had a supply of ivermectin and she like overnighted it to me. And she's like, girl, take this. And I did. And I'm telling you what, it was a world of difference.
Really?
Yeah. Without a doubt. But thank you for letting me know that.
Yeah, absolutely. I went to Dr. Lozano here because Dr. McCullough couldn't see my son originally because of his insurance and all that. So he had introduced me to Dr. Lozano, and she is like probably the second person I've heard of that does not like ivermectin, that says is toxic. I don't know. I've only heard that from one other person, I think, but so she won't prescribe it, but she prescribed hydroxychloroquine, which was like within an hour, I started feeling better. And within 24 hours, it was world of difference. So,
yeah, I agree. I've taken both and I can tell, I could tell as well. It's definitely nice to know we have some things that we can fall back on, even though personally, we don't want to take anything that we don't have to take.
Exactly.
Don't you find it?
My niece was just really sick, And she's got a lot of medical issues that we worry about her anyway. She's only 32 years old, but she was, deathly sick. And she called me crying at 2 o'clock in the morning and said, I can't breathe. I'm so scared. I got to go to the hospital. I said, don't you go to the hospital. I'll be right there. And I took her the ivermectin, the quercetin. I took her, I took lemons for her hot lemon water. And I did the bath, the baking soda, Epsom salt, and pink Himalayan, got her in the bath. And she did all of that. And the next morning she called me and she said, it's like a miracle. She said, I feel so much better. And that was just overnight. So I'm a strong believer in the ivermectin and the quercetin. The quercetin and the black seed cumin is a replacement for the hydroxychloroquine. So I'm a firm believer in it.
How do you spell that?
Quercetin, Q-U-E-R.
Oh, quercetin. Okay, yeah. I forgot that.
I know I say it wrong all the time.
Oh, no, it's okay. I don't know how to say it either. Quercetin and black what?
The black seed cumin is, they're replacements for the hydroxychloroquine. They're black just easy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There, he's got it. Black seed oil.
It's good. It works.
Yeah.
I take it every day.
Can I see that again, LJ?
Yep.
Black seed oil.
Isn't it rather amusing that hospitals tell us not to use ivermectin?
And if you guys go on the National Institute of Health, which, you know, they were bad too, but there was hidden stuff on ivermectin, and it's in open. You can go on there and type in ivermectin and you find cancer cures, all kinds of stuff under ivermectin. I went through it. I was shocked that we never knew about this drug that was so good.
Well, it attacks parasites, and that's what causes cancer.
Yeah, but that and the metals, we have lots of metals where, you know, so cleaning out the parasites and the metals, and I think we'll all get healthy.
Yep.
Susie, what's that you talking about?
What was that?
What site is that you're talking
about? The NIH, National Institute of Health.
Got it.
Go in there and in the search field, type in ivermectin, and you'll be shocked at all the stuff that it treats for cancers and all kinds of stuff, actually. And it's such an inexpensive drug. That's why they didn't want us to know about it, you know? Right. It cured way, way back. Ivermectin was used to cure malaria and all kinds of stuff.
I take the horse paste.
Hold on.
I buy it at TSC, $14-$15. I don't even worry about a prescription. I just take the horse paste. It's perfect. Yeah.
Me too.
There's the horse paste right there.
Yep. Yeah, I've got it too, because I was putting it on Sniper while I was waiting for the protocol with the finbendazole, which is very similar to ivermectin. It's a dewormer, but that's what they used in the studies, so that's what I'm following. But how often can you, for humans, do you do like a little, just a little tiny bit of it?
Yeah,
and then measure it out by weight.
Yeah, about a quarter inch off the top of your finger. That's about it.
You'll see on the dial when you open it up, you'll see there's a weight, and figure out your weight on there, and you tighten up that dial, and like me, I do like once a month, I do the full dose. And then for a week, I just do a tiny little bit. And then I just every week for the next week, I'll do a little bit. And then the next week, a little bit. And then I do my full dose again. And I'll tell you, I can feel the difference. So, and I have been sick since I was 14.
That Danny on Dirt Road Discussions, he says a pencil eraser size. Morning and night, if you're sick and you're trying to get rid of something, but if you're not feeling bad and you're just wanting to keep, well, you got to start out with twice a day to attack the parasites. Everybody has parasites.
If you're sick,
but then your maintenance dose is a pencil eraser, little dollop.
Yeah.
Swallow it down once a day in the morning, and that's what I do.
Yep.
Every morning. Take
my advice. Don't try to eat something to swallow it, because it's going to mix all in there. Just stick it to the back of your tongue, drink a little bit of orange juice, and it's just gone. You don't even notice it, you know?
When you put it in your mouth, it's a little bit slimy, but it's all good. It tastes good. It's like,
just,
like a sour,
just be
sour
like
apple.
My horses, put your throat back and just go, oh God, and I sing to them.
I pick it all the way back.
That makes some medicine and go to just suck it up and eat it.
Well, the kind that I have does not have a little dial on it.
It does too.
What's the little dial? What's the dial like?
Do you see that blue thing, the whole blue end? It probably has 100, 150, 200, 250, 300, up to 1200? Are you seeing that?
Get a pen,
no
just
clue
get a
what
pencil
you're
talking about.
Don't take then, too much of your whinny when you laugh.
No, and then right above the other part of that, hold it up again.
Okay.
Right above the fat part. Right above the fat, the tube of there is a dial. Loosen that up so that it goes up that thing. Okay.
Loosen the only that thing up. At the top is an expiration date.
Twist the dial to the left and it'll slide down that bar. And then you
not that.
It.
I'm doing to the left.
No,
right there. It's not loosening.
Uh-uh.
Hold on, let me grab mine.
And let me grab mine.
Have you given Luna any horse face?
No.
What's that?
I just wondered if you've given Luna any ivermectin case.
Yeah, she had some. A couple days ago.
You know what?
Yeah,
mine needs
to take a little.
Are you missing the little dial? Are you missing that little dial on your?
I guess.
You don't have the dial. Okay. Without the dial, just do like the pencil eraser.
Right. Okay. See that? That's a dial.
So that is a dial. That was on the top. That was here when I first got it out.
No, that's
it would
cap.
Be like that. Yeah.
That's a cap. But then this. See how it's going down?
Yeah, I don't have that.
You should, or it should have it.
Then unless this down. Is it stuck at the top.
Yes.
So I have a question about that.
Turn it. Yep. Keep turning it.
Yeah.
So that
it kind of just moves in place, though.
Yeah.
No, it'll come down.
It should move it down. It should move down.
Down. Well, now my hands are all slimy.
You see. You see
are you
how
to
it
measure
is
the notches? Here?
The notches are the see how this is down so far? That's like 100 pounds.
Oh, whoa, and, it's moving. I got
there
it.
You go.
And then that's so about 200 pounds.
Like
when I took
that,
it the first time, Danny, I thought they would click each of those notches and it doesn't.
They don't.
No.
Oh shoot! Now it's coming
out. I
just
take a pencil eraser.
I probably took three times the amount I was supposed to.
It'll slide
everything out of me. I can guarantee that.
That's good.
But Danny, I bought the one. I actually ordered. They didn't have the paste, but I ordered the big. It's like for a syringe, like you'd stick a needle and you're supposed to mix it with something else. I bought it out of sheer, like they didn't have anything else, but it, you know, of course it's the horse one. Well, I guess it could be for any of them, but it's meant for a syringe, like an injection. And I'm just assuming you could do the same thing with that as you do with the paste.
You know, I have a thing. I'll try to find it real quick. I have something that tells you to put that in your belly button, the liquid.
Yes, that's what I've been doing. I have that. Yeah. I think I just didn't know if
only,
it really worked.
Yes, and that's the only safe way to use the liquid in the belly button.
Yeah.
Don't inject it. Don't swallow it. You can swallow it, but in fact, they were smuggling it into hospitals and putting it in water bottles, that liquid, to people who were sick.
Yeah. And I do have a definite report on
hydroxychloroquine?
It's no chlorine dioxide. Chlorine dioxide. I actually found this in a topical gel form. And my sister's been using it and has been well, and she's a teacher. So she's around snotty nosed kids all day, but she really had a praise report for me on this. And I found it that you can put in the water purification, but also they make it in a gel. And I had gotten in a really, really bad patch of like the poisonous, not poison ivy. It's a different type of, I forget that it's not poison ivy, poison oak. It's the other one. Somac, poison somac out here. And it just was taking, I'd gotten it last year and it took like 6 weeks to get over it. And she sent me this and I put it on there and literally overnight it was gone. And awesome. It was so swollen and it looked like I'd been like eaten up with it. It was like on fire and swollen and itchy. Okay. And I'm telling you, it worked within an hour. It was just like gone. It just looks like little bitty ant bites now.
Dr. Kalker has probably about 4 protocols on his website for CDS.
That's Andreas Kalker.
What's his name?
Dr. Andreas Kalker, K-A-L-C-K-E-R.
Put the link in the chat, Zoom chat there, Larry.
I knew you were going to say that. I got to find it now.
Okay, I'll try to put a picture of the. It's easier if I just type it in. Gel.
This stuff tastes awful.
You don't have the apple flavor then, right?
I do have the apple flavor.
Okay, you know what I do? What I do is I just stick it back as far as you can stick it on your tongue without throwing up, of course, but stick it back as far as you can. And then the best thing is orange juice. It washes it right down and you don't taste it.
Really?
Yeah, I think everything tastes better. I think everything tastes better with coffee.
Yeah,
Yeah, I've been putting my apple cider vinegar in orange juice, but I've got to change it because it doesn't. And you can really, really taste it. I think cranberry juice works better.
Do you like vegetables soaked in apple cider vinegar? That's a good way to take it too.
I don't know if I've ever had that or done that.
Oh yeah, you can do like tomatoes, cucumber, and bell pepper. That's how I do it. And you soak it and put some pepper in there and it's really good.
Tomatoes, cucumbers,
and bell peppers. And then just soak it in there. You can put a little balsamic vinegar if you like the taste of that, mix it in there too, but put salt and pepper in there and you don't have to put salt, but and pepper and let it soak, you know, for a few hours overnight. You know, it'll last for a few days.
What did you say the other thing that you could put in there? Salt, pepper.
You can try if you want to, if you like the taste of balsamic vinegar. Yeah, you can put that in there. You could try it that way too. Sometimes I do it like that.
Just a little salad kind of.
It is. Yeah.
I have cucumbers all the time, so I have to do that.
You know, can you delete that first link I put in there, that A-Sound Healing? That's bogus. One below at AndreasKalker.com is the one I intended to.
Hey, Tam.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know if you guys saw it's the FOC show, Juan O'Savin, who he talked about bloodline matters.
Huh?
At the end of that, after that interview, these guys interviewed this guy named Dr. Kirk Elliott. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he was also, he talked about IRAs and how to transfer them to gold. I'm going to put the link in there. It's the last 15 to 20 minutes of this Juan O'Savin interview. So it's like, you got to go to the end of it. And I remember this guy because Jason Sherka, do you know who he is? He does Unified and blah, blah, blah. He did also an interview with this Dr. Kirk Elliott. He says, and I saw that like months ago, well, maybe not months ago. It's June 6th, 2022. Anyway, and he talked to him also about the gold and markets and blah, blah, blah. And he talked about the IRA there too. And I totally forgot about it until I saw him on this interview with after the Juan O'Savin. Anyway, it's just an option for information. I know that you are trying to find some information about the IRA and trying to transfer it to gold and silver. So I'm going to put it in the chat. So this one is Juan O'Savin. And then the other one is, this is with Jason Sherka. And then this is the other one is going to be with the after the 107 thing. Anyway, just thought I'd.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Excellent.
Kirk Elliott.
I have actually something else I want to talk about. I think we've talked about this once before, but I don't know if you know what this is. This is a
seal. Looks like a balloon.
It's a seal on the top of a big canister of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look real close, it's got a little chip, a little microchip there at the bottom.
Oh, shut the front door. Seriously?
Yep. You'll also find that same microchip. You'll also find it in like yogurt containers under the lid, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah,
so what is their purpose with that?
Well, they'll probably tell you it's for tracking, but when you open it up, you can see it. See it a little better. Let's see if I can get on the camera here. Yeah. See it, the ridges there a little better.
But isn't that the part of that you rip off and throw away?
Yeah, it is. That's my point. And that's where they're hiding that chip, right? For tracking purposes. So I don't know if it's meant for to be tracked GPS wise or if it's just meant to be tracked internal to the manufacturing, right? But either way, it's a chip in there.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Interesting.
Whoa. Oh my gosh.
I always find these things interesting.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely not conspiracy theories, you know?
Oh, we know they're not.
No. It's just crazy.
It is.
There's Patty. Hi, Patty.
Wolverine just posted something here a minute ago. Here, I'm going to put him. Oh, I can't put him on. Actually, I can, but I'll put him on. But I have to just. I can't talk, so I'll have to. I'll switch my speakers. Actually, no. I think I can still get it on.
Hi guys, it's Wolvie here, guys. I hope you guys are doing okay.
You guys hear that okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Hi guys, it's Wolvie here, guys. I hope you guys are doing okay. It is Wednesday afternoon at the moment. It's a beautiful day. It's a bit chilly, but it's okay, guys. A bit chilly. What can I tell you guys is that God is answering our prayers, right? And things are happening. I can't tell you much, guys, because I've been told to secrecy, but I can tell you is God is working. God is actually answering our prayers, right? I want you to fasten those seatbelts. Soon we'll be going to world speed and meeting this new beautiful world that they promise us, all right? Just remember, guys, this is not just for us, it's for humanity. We'll be chosen by God to liberate mankind. All right, guys. Love you guys. All right. Soon that Robert will be posted in that room. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Oh, there you go. So good things are happening, apparently, behind the scenes.
Very good.
Woohoo!
Can you just recap that? Because I opened up a link out of the chat and put it in the background and it started playing. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah,
so that's why I was trying to shut it down really quickly. Can you just recap what you said?
Basically, sorry. Guys. What can I say?
This is a quiz.
Yeah. Basically he said that God is with us. God is good. He's working hard behind the scenes to bring us this RV, and it's very close, basically. So he's basically saying it's close without saying that it's close. Or just saying it's close, I guess.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's all good.
So I was going to share with you guys, I was reading something and it was about, it had like an RV on it and he was having problems getting internet and different things, but he hooked up to Starlink, and Starlink is good for the RVs, and it had RVs, and I was like, what in the heck is that? I thought, oh boy, that is beautiful. If I'm reading into that. So at any rate, wanted to share that with you guys.
That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm ready.
Yeah, wonderful. Anybody else got anything they want to share that's out of the blue or green? No?
No.
Good. It's all good. All right. Anything else we want to talk about? Anything on your mind, or do we want to talk about? Some project stuff.
Yes, I got a project that I just came across. A gentleman in Dayton, Ohio, has been approached about a year or two ago now to do wells in Africa, mm-hmm. or all over the world really, but mainly in Africa, Malawi. So he's been to Malawi like I don't know how many times. In fact I know he got caught over there in the lockdown in 2020. Yep, so he couldn't even get back here for several months, but anyway, he went to school. I mean, this man was retired, and he came out of retirement to do this, and went to school to learn how to do, however they do it by satellite. A chip, he found a man that he went to school with many years ago that happened to, I mean, God is in everything that this man has been doing, because he needed to find somebody who could manufacture the chips that go into these water pumps. It was awesome. He just gave a presentation at my church, pictures of these kids. The girls couldn't go to school because they would have to go miles and miles and miles. Any time of day, no matter how they were, if they had just given birth, they still had to go after the water, and miles and miles. So he was showing these pictures of these kids just, oh my gosh, you know, once the pump started working and the water started flowing, oh my gosh, everybody was in tears. It was so powerful. So I'm not for sure, I'm gonna have to ask him again, but I think one pump is like $130,000 or something. I don't know, it's way out there. So now I have another mission, another project. So I am so excited, because just to see his face and how he has just stumbled on that, I mean, God's in the mix, and to see the smile on these kids and how they praise and worship and have water, clean water, and not getting the diseases that water carries, was just so powerful. So I've got a new project, just had to share.
Yeah, that's yeah. I believe Luna's got a template for that water for drilling.
Doxa, it's called Doxa.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
How do you spell that, Rebecca? Doc, D-O-C.
D-O-X-A.
Yeah.
Yep. There's a guy that I know is in Springboro, Ohio, that he's a teacher, and he's part of this, and he's gone over there, and then with Dan, and then he just had something on Facebook as part of hit this, some of the kids in his junior high teacher, I think, and how they're, you know, trying to get funds for these different, you know, these pumps because they're so expensive. But oh my gosh, so it's going to be a cool thing to be a part of too, in some fashion.
Cool. Anyone else got any projects they'd like to share? I've talked about one of mine, about the VPN, about connecting everyone. That's one of my main projects, going out the door, getting a computer out to everybody with fully loaded with software and so we can all communicate right away. That's one of mine. I have a couple others, several others. I have another one for resorts. I have another one with basically it's sort of like sort of like the talent securing a TV network, that type of thing, so that we can have a closed network again within the VPN. But the, also the idea of having that TV network so that we can share people who are people who are like dancers and singers and that kind of stuff. The idea is to promote them down through the resorts. So the idea is to take some people who are, let's say, in especially nowadays when we know a lot of these actors and singers are pretty much all gone now, right? Behind the scenes,
yeah,
right. So there's going to be a need for actors and singers if you want to, you know, like that type of thing. So one of my projects is to bring up the upcoming singers right out of the bars. And to give them an opportunity, something like, let's say, The Voice or something like that, some kind of show like that, to bring them up and showcase them. And then they can go on a circuit in and around our resorts.
Speaking of resorts, can you tell me, I am getting ready to go on a vacation, so I won't be around through next Saturday through next Thursday, going down to Pigeon Forge. And of course they have all these shows down there that Dolly Parton is a part of. And I know what I've heard is that she is a he, and that I don't know how much there's been trafficking in these resorts. That's kind of interesting to be known, if anybody knows of that. But yeah, because all these people that it takes to do these shows, like we're going to the Dixie Stampede, and I've been to them, I love them, they're fabulous. And my little two-year-old granddaughter, she's just going to be mesmerized, I know. They give you a big platter of food, which I know she won't be able to eat any of it, but anyway, I'm digressing, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, that opportunity to be able to get out there and do what you're good at, you know, because I love to sing. I am not a good singer. I wouldn't even want to try. I can, you know, blend in, but I think that is such a powerful thing to have somebody who's so talented be not selected because of what the cabal did to entice people in to that, to the Hollywood, and then what they ended up turning and doing to all those actors and actresses that got caught up in it.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's what cabal do, right?
Yeah, they rigged the whole setup so that they had to get involved with it, with the cabal.
Yeah. Right.
They could not be famous without being complicit.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised at some level, or probably some of the resorts who are complying with. I wouldn't be surprised if some of the cabal in the past have done resorts to steal kids and people and that kind of stuff. I wouldn't be surprised. It's probably in some of them.
Like Disney.
Oh, yeah. That's number uno.
Well, right. So Dolly Parton is supposed to be bad and Guy? This is the first time I've heard it. This.
Yeah, well, this is how cabal work, right? They usually do whatever gender you are, you're either opposite or a transgender or gay or lesbian or something like that. Anything other than what you naturally are.
Sorry, Tam. Yeah. I love Sandra Bullock. I was so blown away because I was on a binge watching her movies about 15, 20 years ago. I was like, okay, what new movie is she in? Da, 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 you know, and I, you know, in the wintertime, you don't want to get out in the cold, and I'd be binge watching. And to find out Sandra Bullock is a dude, OMG.
I
just like,
I know.
Well, thank you.
My ex-husband worked with her briefly on some reshoots. My ex-husband was in the film industry. Wow. So I've met a lot of those people. We have family in the film industry, which I question now, knowing what I know. One was really famous, so yeah. Now I mean he's gone now, but I question.
Yeah, all you need to do is look at people
Dolly
like
Parton.
What's her name?
Celine Dion.
Yeah,
Celine Dion. Oh yeah, with her
lack,
New
lack
World
of,
Order line and
well, yeah, lack of adrenochrome, right?
Yeah.
Almost look like a skeleton now.
Well, she also has a clothing line, a kids' clothing line that's like New World Order and satanic and sorry. Yeah.
What's it called?
Well, it's slow motion for what happened to the witch when Dorothy threw water on her.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Okay, so I have to bring this up.
Clothing line called, Tammy?
Huh?
The clothing line that Celine Dion has. What's that clothing line called?
I don't know. I don't remember, but it's pretty shocking to see. Let me see if I can find it.
No, I was just curious. Not important.
I remember my daughter's 39. And when she was probably 16, so do the math, I remember them, a group coming to one of the hotels and doing like mass interviews to make you famous. And I says, to appease her, I took her down there. I mean, she is a beautiful girl, but it was like, oh, for crying out loud, what if, you know, fix, you know, I knew that it was some kind of a setup in the back of my mind. I just knew it. And so you could see different kids being pulled aside and the parents, I don't know if they had to pay some money to get picture shoot, you know, photo shoots and all that. So I'm thinking now, God protected me and my girl. God protected me and my girl because she could have been one of those that have been selected and been in the dumps and taken away from me, never to be seen again. And, you know, I try not to think about it, but it crossed my mind. And so I just let it go. And I don't even want to say anything to her that, you know, there was protection over us. And I got to thinking about is like some of the kids that were pulled aside, I don't know, were blondes. I don't know there. I know that they pick certain ethnicities too, right? In these selection processes. So, Yeah. So I don't know what made me think of that, but you know, I guess looking at Dolly Parton and, you know, how they get the kids and stuff, but yeah, that was just a weird time in my daughter's life. Saved again.
Yeah. I'm sure there's lots of instances where you can look in the past and your kids will probably have potentially been stolen, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunate, but
didn't Robin Williams play in that movie where he was the grandma or he was the babysitter? And it just shows you Mrs. Doubtfire. Look at that movie and how they put the masks on. He was actually showing us the whole process if you actually just see it now. And that's kind of beautiful in itself that we can see it now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny when you look at pretty much any movie that your producers can't really tell us directly what's going on, but what they try to do is they try to tell a story, and through symbolism, they try to tell us what's really going on without telling us what's going on. So it's like you try to make it look like a let's say a sci-fi or something like that, but behind the scenes, it's very real, you know, much like The Matrix, right? That type of thing. The Matrix was actually a documentary, but it's made to look like a sci-fi movie.
Right. I have never seen that. I've got to see it.
Oh, The Matrix? Oh, it's a beautiful
movie. Yeah, I've never seen any of them.
Yeah, you should be able to get them off of YouTube.
Yeah, sure. I put a link in, I just did a quick search on Celine Dion's clothing line, so you can kind of get an idea.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay.
It's some creepy stuff.
Yep.
That's what they do, right?
Yeah. So, since we're on the subject, what do you all think about Anne Heche?
Cover up.
Yeah.
It was bad, like Ellen.
She was trying to disappear.
Oh, you think she just really?
I don't know.
Huh.
If I had to make a guess, I would say it was probably White Hat's making it look like she's being abducted. But actually, behind the scenes, she's probably being protected. And the only reason I'm saying that is because, for the most part, we've already won. So everything right now is just a drama show, for the most part, right? So I think that she probably is protected, but I don't know that for a fact.
And the story about the congresswoman she was working with dying a week before, so the implication.
Oh, I didn't know they were
was connected. That she was afraid. Yeah.
Yeah, she was doing a sex trafficking. So that is the things that are coming out now. Like you said, Gio, they're trying to show us the different phases as the more gruesome stuff about. You know, like even the adrenochrome that's coming out, you know, people don't understand how bad it was in the tunnels and the children. So, you know, it's getting more and more intense. So I think I agree. I stumbled on something. I don't know where or how or who, but yeah, I think she was is being protected.
Yeah, at this point. Yeah, there's actually a clip, a video clip of Sandra Bullock being interviewed on one of the shows, and she's talking about adrenochrome without really saying it.
Was she talking about that, or she was talking about that facial with baby's foreskin, Korean baby foreskin?
She's probably doing, yeah, she's probably talking about that one too. I think I've heard that one as well, but the one I'm referring to is she's talking about adrenochrome.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find it and post it.
I just, the one on the Anne Heche thing, it's like that just when the video where she's on the stretcher and she sits up. Have you all seen that?
Yeah, trying to get off.
Yeah, I saw it.
And then they shove her down. I'm like, you know, my dad was a fireman. My uncle was a fireman. That was so unprofessional. And the way they're like taking her so fast and with one hand. And I'm like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Sort of like in the movies, someone's in their chair and it's like, sit down.
Yeah, it's like, ugh.
I thought it was kind of like she sat up too soon and they said, you're not supposed to get up yet. Get up.
Well, I hope that's what it was. I really.
Why not?
I thank you for saying that can be a white hat thing, because.
I think it is. I guess we'll find out soon. I mean,
it doesn't mean that she was a white hat. Wait a minute. Is this the one that was going 90 miles an hour and sped into a house?
Supposedly. Yeah.
Okay. And she worked for somebody in the Congress. So my guess is, you know, even if the white hats did save her, okay, she was going to be targeted, I think, by the black hats. And so they swooped in and saved her, but she's going to be talking.
Well, yeah, her testimony is valuable, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll be talking for sure.
She'll be visiting.
Whistleblower. Right. Yep. Whistleblower.
Yeah. She dated Ellen DeGeneres for 2.5 years.
That makes me think she is singing to save her life.
Mm. Who are you not because about? She's good.
Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen.
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 Who is it? Who are you guys talking about right now?
Anne Hesh.
I'll have to look for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think she cooperated and got to have a, you know, she got to have a test out loud, and she cooperated.
This is so gossipy.
I know.
So when I was 9 months pregnant, we were living in Los Angeles. And my husband and I were on, my ex-husband, we were on Sepulveda, and Ellen DeGeneres was in a car, and she comes around and she almost hit us. And, you know, she's like, you know, sorry, all that. But I thought about it later. I thought if she would have, you know, how your mind just kind of goes, I'm like, you know, if she would have hit us, I was 9 months pregnant, it would have put me in the hospital, right?
Right.
She probably would have been in our lives in some kind of capacity.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
Divine intervention.
I know. So being in the film industry for so many years, my whole life is divine intervention. From things that you're like, why didn't that happen? Why didn't it, you know? And then you look back now and you're like, oh my gosh, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, God.
Yeah, you look at a lot of these, past upcoming actors and singers and that kind of stuff. And a lot of these actors and singers, dancers and whatever, they all struggled and they couldn't make it to the top. Why? Because they were being protected divinically.
Yeah.
So it's probably a good thing. I mean, I know I've been, had that divine cloak put over me a couple times in the past. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I could have been history as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So you have to just trust.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You're being divinely protected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's there's people like posted in yesterday. George Carlin, I believe he's alive still. I believe he's alive, but he did a beautiful skit called The American Dream. You can look it up on YouTube. It's beautiful. He talks about the cabal. It's just beautiful.
What a mouth!
Oh yeah,
it's a club, and you're not invited.
Yeah, that's right. It's beautiful.
I was just watching something. I don't know if that's the one I was watching of his this morning, about when he gets into the whole thing about the cabal and how we're slaves for them.
And the audience is laughing and applauding.
And the audience is laughing.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
You'll get it very soon.
You're gonna get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. There's if you look back in our history, there's a lot of good people who have been, they look like they've been died or taken out, and they're actually being protected by the White Hats. There's a lot of good actors and singers and dancers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
on the record.
Yeah.
We have any
There's else? One in particular, my son will be devastated if he turns out to be bad.
Yeah, who's that?
Harrison Ford.
Oh, I love him.
I
heard he's bad though.
Yeah, he's a family, well, not my family, my ex-husband's family friend. And so when one of my son's great uncles passed away, obviously my son was at the funeral, and so he met Harrison and Dustin Hoffman and a bunch of those guys, but he really hit it off with Harrison, and he still calls him his best friend, you know, my BFF Harrison. I'm like, dude, okay, it was 3 years ago, but okay. So yeah, I've heard too that he's bad. Dang it.
Maybe it's disinformation.
Yeah.
We never know. Until it happens, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of these actors and stuff, you know, like sometimes I wonder, you know, like sometimes they have a really bad attitude in front of the camera.
Yeah.
But I'm also wondering if being part of the cabal is also playing on their emotions as well. You know, they don't want to be part of something, and they're forced to do something that they don't want to do. And so they go off the deep end, right? Mm-hmm. But some people have that that will. It's like, you know, screw you. people like that. I guess Mel Gibson, right? There's
a good one. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
There's a few of them.
Make enough money to get to a point where you can direct the film yourself.
That's right. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, Mel Gibson has that big one coming out.
Yep. And they're trying to take him down.
Yeah.
Yep. I wouldn't be surprised if you see him, Mel Gibson, probably get taken out.
Starring it.
But
yeah, I don't think he will.
Oh, he'll get taken out. I think he might get taken out, but put him behind the scenes, so he's protected, though, right?
Yeah, he's protected.
Yeah. Oh, you think that they may, like, fake his death to protect him?
Yes, I think so. At some point, probably.
So do you guys think that that's happened with Anne Heche?
Maybe.
That's what we were just talking about.
Yeah. Sorry.
Very strong possibility. Yeah.
But in her case, and this is my feeling, is she's going for a lighter sentence. Mel Gibson, on the other hand, is a really good guy.
Yeah.
And he is really going for their throats. So the difference is they might take him out just so he becomes a white hat and can come out after the fact. Whereas Anne Heche is saving her soul right now because she did so many bad things that now all she can do is chirp like a bird for life in prison versus needle injected into the arm.
I agree with you, Jamie.
Yeah.
Good possibility. That's for sure.
Yeah. So Gio, going back to projects, you were mentioning the resorts and things like that, and that's been my business since college. That's what I you can literally pick up. Like, there's so many struggling resorts and golf course communities. Either they're completely making it or they're struggling to keep their doors open. And I'm actually doing due diligence on a club right now that my company's looking to pick up, and it's not a bad idea, even if, you know, golf courses, of course, it's a lot of land. And part of my project was I literally want to buy out the community that I represent and use it. My project, for me, this whole journey started with the children. And for me, the humanitarian projects definitely are about the children for me and in my heart, my passion. And I considered buying a resort, and it's full of homes as well. I want to buy out the entire thing and then offer it to single parents in part. So that we do have childcare and gardening and all those, you know, things that
a struggling mom needs, whether you work during the day or the evening or what have you. But I mean, there's, I can think of one club right now. The clubhouse is huge, and, or huge as Trump would say. And of course it's, you know, I can't even tell you how many acres, and they'd take $3 million cash right now just to take it off their hands. And if I had it, I'd buy it just for that purpose for the project. But I have this vision of, while I've worked in hospitality, and that is kind of my nature, is that servant's heart. I want to turn that servant's heart into having like an equal opportunity for single parents who can't afford necessarily all these, you know, that type of lifestyle, and use that as a avenue to offer homes and, you know, childcare, and then a second project for those that were, you know, have been abused and trafficked and that sort of thing. But in my eye, it would so warm my heart, because my husband passed away. My first husband passed away when I was 35, and I raised my daughter with zero help. And it's so hard. I'm with my daughter right now, who has her first daughter. Her childcare is $1,200 a month, and her rent is, you know, just for a one bedroom apartment is $1,200 a month in a small East Texas town. And she barely, I mean, she doesn't make enough money to cover it all. And I just know that I just helped move yesterday. A young lady, I volunteer for a organization now that, helps, you know, girls, children, whatever, come out of sex trafficking. And I helped build the first home, and it's just a small home that can only take on so many. So in my eye, my project, I want to do that on a much larger scale. And this backs up to a lake. So I want it to be very secure and a place where they can grow and commune and feel like they have like-minded people, and, you know, just build a community full of, you know, you can stay as long as you want, or you never have to leave, you know, but you give back in a certain type of way. And do you, that's the type of project I want to do. And I know it would take all kinds of money, but is that something that you think would be approved on that type of level? It's not trying to live a country club life for the indigent type people or the indigenous type people. It's more about offering something that those children deserve, they didn't get to pick their parents, and their parents may have fallen on hard times, and their parents want the best for their kids. And yet it's just such an unfair system when it comes to that. And if you do work, like if you make absolutely no money and you're in the system, you know, you might be on welfare or whatever, but if you're, you know, an average income earner, you maybe make $35,000 a year, you obviously can't pay all of your bills and have any type of extra lifestyle. It's just meant to bust you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see something like that happening. This is what we're here for. Sort of like,
yeah,
to rewrite the history books and make it proper. So if you have a vision and we don't have it right now,
you will.
We'll try.
It's pulling together, you know, one way or another. But I was just going to mention to you, there are a lot of resorts right now that are going to fold, and what a great time to pick those resorts up if that's what's in your heart to want to do.
Yeah.
Holly, are you the realtor?
I do help with real estate for the LLC as well. I started my career in hospitality. That's where I started. I went to the Conrad Hilton School of Hospitality, University of Houston. And then that I graduated into the golf industry, and it's just kind of taken over from there. But the job I have now, I represent the LLC, who sells lots of land and things like that to potential homeowners. But anyway, that's a two part. I wear two different hats with the company I'm with. That's why I'm always busy. Mm. But I literally want to, I look at people who have the ability and the lot. I mean, my entire career, I've been filled with amazing people, smart people, intelligent people, some who've, you know, worked their way up that ladder and so deserving of everything they've gotten. And then I work, you know, I have members who are quite the opposite, very over entitled, and, you know, it's family money and maybe even cabal money. But either way, they're members and we treat them as such. And, you know, I've just seen so many, you know, things happen in this industry that have made me have more of a servant's heart, especially for those who are just busting their ass, just trying to make it. And you're a great mom, but you're made to feel like you're not because you can't keep up with all the activities and the things, all the places to be and all the things you're going to do. And I know this new world that we're entering into is going to change all of that. And I'm looking forward to that for those families. If it comes that way, and from what I understand, they'll receive some funds and maybe won't be in such tough positions. But I think one thing's for certain, there will always be relationships and there will always be single parents and there will always be children in need. And so that's a passion for me.
Mm-hmm. That's a plan, Holly. Did you know that was a plan of the cabals to weaken the system and make the women be alone, make the women struggle, and the men could not. It's an entire plan that they've been planning for years, how to break it down. And it's the saddest thing in the world.
Divide and separate.
And so it is. Feminism is part of that too.
Yeah, I can see that very clearly. And when I did awaken to that, I will say I was quite angry. I was like, you know, because I felt like I had done everything.
Me too. I was totally mad about it.
Yeah. I mean, how could not be? That's obviously, it's almost unbelievable until you see it. And then when you do see and you are awake, you see it everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's almost annoying to be around me if you're not awake, because I can't help myself, even though we're not supposed to wake those at this point, you know, let them generally wake on their own. It's so hard to even sit through a movie and go, yeah, that's not right. Now I see that signs and there's the 33 Mason and there's, you know, and that's been going on for me for, what, at least 3 or 4 years, if not before the first Trump election. So I know everybody on the call has been waiting a long, long, long time. And it's just, you know, it's so hard to stay in, you know.
They devised the plan to make the children busy, 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 busy.
It cost a lot of money.
They devised all these travel sports on Sunday, every single thing we've been lied about, every single thing.
Everything. I just share that and also say that you can pick those resorts up pretty cheap, Gio.
Well, speaking of that, of the resorts, I'll talk about those in a second. But the other thing I wanted to mention, also with the resorts, a lot of those coming free. But when we eventually have the collapse of the economy and the stock market crash, etc., what we're going to see is a lot of these bigger corporations and offshoot companies and subsidiaries and all that kind of stuff. A lot of them are going to be coming available to purchase, because a lot of them are going to go out of business. The only ones that are going to survive, if they have a good, let's say, deposit of gold or they have a lot of cash in the background, they'll probably survive it. But if they don't have that, people like us will be scooping them up very cheap. Talking about the resorts, and wanting to purchase a few of those, one of the other things that WBG will be doing when we purchase those resorts and using them for you know, the dancers, the singers, the musicians, so they can strut their stuff there. But one of the other things that we'll be using them for, we'll be setting a certain number of rooms aside for WBG members specifically. So the idea is that when you want to take a holiday, hop on a plane, free of charge, go to a resort, free of charge, enjoy your time there, free of charge as a member. So that's one of the things that's in the works as well, resort-wise.
Where are we talking about? Are we still talking about Malta for our get-together?
So far, yeah. It's still in the works. But we're not going to know 100% so after the RV, because we've had a few, we've tried to get through a questionnaire on the server, but there's not a lot of people who are answering it. There's only a small handful, maybe, I'm guessing maybe 50 people, you know, as opposed to the total 1600. So, I mean, that's fine. Most people are, they want to hold on to their information temporarily, you know, I guess, until, you know, it's a natural thing that people want to hold on to, right? So I suspect after the RV that we'll have, people will firm up and become available, I guess, if you want to call it that. So, as soon as we have a firm date and time, people will pop up with their info and they'll want to go, most likely. It'll be free to them, so I don't see a problem. I think be a good time to call it a day, because I want to get back and help Luna a little bit. She's still struggling with her, you know, not doing well, so I want to try and help her a little bit.
So, next week we're going to do CPR training instead of ivermectin.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Hey, what kind of training?
CPR.
Oh.
I was joking.
Thank you, Gio. Thank you, everybody.